Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday, August 20th, 2019 Regular Board of Education meeting. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Varga.
Present.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Here.
Mrs. Quesenberry.
Here.
Mr. Whitman.
Here.
Mr. Begany.
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That will be the last time you hear just the board members doing it, I believe. Starting next month, we'll have students from around the district leading us in the pledge. Items 2.01 and 2.02 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Quesenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quesenberry.
Sorry. I just wanted to check and see, were the committee meeting minutes also attached to the to the main minutes?
We have committee meeting minutes that will be on this board meeting, and then last ones, if we have them, they would be attached to the ones that are filed. I don't have a copy of my minutes because they're online, but okay. Yes, Judy does attach them.
Okay, I might have checked a little bit too early, but.
If they're not there yet, it's because she didn't have them all, so she'll make sure they're attached before there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I'll make sure to give you more time, Mr. Whitman. Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quesenberry.
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mr. Varga.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mr. Begany.
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 3.01, approval for tonight's agenda. Mr. Superintendent, do we have any changes or additions?
We do. It's August, so we have a few things we have to adjust before we actually get started this year. A couple personnel items, contract for a student with special needs, with medical needs. We added the food service policy for consideration tonight, contract for with Dynamics LLC for grant implementation, an additional high school purpose statement, and removed one of the after-the-fact transactions that was posted earlier.
All right. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mr. Varga.
Aye.
Mrs. Quesenberry.
Aye.
Mr. Begany.
Aye. Motion's passed. Next up, items from the board. Board members may speak on different topics at this time. This evening, we'll be starting off with Mr. Varga.
Evening, everyone. Lots of events have been happening since our last regular meeting. The 9X has officially launched and had a ribbon cutting last week. We had an emergency meeting earlier this month or last month for repairs on HAMS, and all of our current construction projects are either wrapping up or wrapped up. We'll be doing walkthroughs of these works in the near future. Generally speaking, our district has had a pretty busy summer. I'd like to read into the record a post that I made on Monday as school started. Please be aware that these are my individual views as a member of the board. They don't reflect any other member, any member of our staff or administration, nor the district as a whole. Good evening, all. As we enter into another school year, I look forward to seeing our students learn, grow, and thrive. During the past summer, our teachers have worked their tails off preparing lesson plans, evaluating new pedagogical approaches, and ensuring that your students will be able to become a better version of their current selves. Our support staff has been busy preparing over the summer as well, doing deep cleans and preparing our individual schools to run smoothly. Their work over the summer is how we discovered the emergency repairs needed at HAMS. Finally, our administrators have been putting the final touches on the district. With an average of a few dozen new students a day, new translation and other services to get trained on, and an ever-changing requirement list from the state, they worked hard to ensure that our teachers are able to focus on what you guys do best, which is educating. This work is little seen and underappreciated, but it's instrumental in ensuring that our district, community, and indeed the nation can continue to be amongst the best. Thank you. Under the direction of Superintendent Brown, our district has taken bold new steps towards a new vision and future for what it means to be a Raider, and I look forward to seeing the new programs, visions, and ideas take root and grow. I expect Reynoldsburg to continue to be an example for others around the nation to look at for how we address our unique situation and to better our district for our students and community. With the new 9X, our experiments in kindergarten and preschool, and our constant tinkering of equal access to resources, Reynoldsburg is primed to launch ourselves into the new educational world. While we expand, we must not forget our duty to continue to work together and grow while ensuring smart decisions are made and protecting our resources for future generations. In order to continue the pathway for success, I'd like to reiterate that I'm always available for feedback, concerns, or suggestions. My job is to ensure that the resources and support needed to carry out the vision of this district are allocated, to verify that we are indeed bettering our district and community, and to allow our teachers and staff to do their amazing jobs. Feedback, both positive and negative, is the only way I can ensure that you get what you need and otherwise get out of the way. Likewise, I'd like to reiterate my desire to be inside of our schools as much as possible and welcome any and all invitations to judge science fairs, participate in third grade economic units, read to kindergarteners, do mock interviews, or anything else. I believe that by working together, we can continue to thrive, and I look forward to seeing all of you throughout the year. Keep up the good work, and thank you again. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Barga. Mrs. Dunlap.
Well, welcome everyone to a new school year again. I will echo those welcome and accolades that Mr. Barga had. I was out and about yesterday, not today as much, but it was good to see a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation. I saw Channel 6 covering a bunch of events going on, everything from the transportation to the opening of the 9X. So it was kind of neat to see so people get a better feel of the breadth of opening up for the school year. I saw Reynoldsburg City Police motorcycle units out in order to make sure that our kids were safe. And in fact, I saw two vehicles pulled over, so that made me confident that our kids, especially when they're crossing over in Livingston, you know, with the bright lights, and that they're safe, because I always get a little concerned. So I'm happy to see that. I personally attended the 9X open house because my daughter is a freshman this year. I can't believe it. It went very smoothly, and again, I'm very proud of all the renovations to Livingston. In fact, I was contacted by a board member in a neighboring district who asked for a tour and a little demonstration. I passed that along to Superintendent Brown, so it's kind of neat that people are really watching what we are doing. Inside the building, though, it felt like a new building to me. It was very bright, it was very light, it was very colorful. The hallways seemed even larger. With the LED lighting and the colors, the collaborative spaces, it was wonderful. I do recognize that there have been some bumps in the road as far as some problems with registrations and dress code miscommunication and some other issues. But I know that I have passed on these concerns to Superintendent Brown, and I know that he will be addressing them. And also, there are concerns, you know, we'll be looking at this as we move forward. But as I look at this and say, wow, we're welcoming back nearly 8,000 students into a district, there are bound to be bumps in the road. And I think it's good that we recognize that and own up to it and say, you know, we'll look and see how we can do better in the future. But all in all, I think it was a great start to the new year. I saw a lot of great positive comments from people, heard a lot of positive comments, not only from my child, but some of her friends. So it was great to see that. I know it's a very anxious time of the year for everyone, for kids, for students and parents alike. With kids back in session, I too am looking forward to getting back into the schools. I always say the summer months are a little dry because I don't get to see the kids, and that's always my shot in the arm. That's so exciting for me when I get out into those schools. In fact, I have to say, I think it's the best part of being a board member. So I look forward to that. Keep those invitations coming. Finally, I just wanted to give a shout out to Deja Williams. She's a Reynoldsburg graduate, and Kayla Ferguson, a student who traveled over the summer months, I do believe it was June, to Dallas, Texas, to the Educators Rising National Conference, where they both received placings in the top 10 in their competitions. Plus, Deja Williams was elected to the 2019-2020 Educators Rising National Student President. So she is the national student president. Ms. Williams plans to study middle childhood education at The Ohio State University. And during her role as president, she will engage in critical education conversations at the national level to provide a student perspective. She will serve as a representative at local, state, and national functions. And she will ensure that Educators Rising students have a voice in program development. Educators Rising is a division of Phi Kappa Delta International, and it's a professional organization that supports students who are interested in education-related careers. So I wanted to say a kudos to both Ms. Williams and Ms. Ferguson. And that is all.
Thank you, Ms. Dunlap. Mr. Whitman.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. Wow, how about that tomato festival?
Yeah,
any of y'all were
awesome.
Yeah, but previous years I would say, well, which day will I go? And this year is like, wow, I'm going to go all three of the days. And when I can't go, I was like, what's going on there without me? And so just a shout out to all the people that in the city, some of whom are on this board, some of whom are in the audience who helped plan the thing. And also to the city schools staff who staffed our booth. Every time I was there, there was always two people there. I saw Madam Treasurer there and Dr. Cosgrave, and another time I saw Mr. Reed, and I saw Principal McLeod there, and just other people. And it was kind of hot, and sometimes that sun was coming like right directly in there. But they were there. So thank you. Board Member Dunlap mentioned some confusion regarding dress code. So with much discussion, approved a whole overhaul of the dress code, only to find out that you need to make sure that when people do internet searches, that the latest version is what they get. So I think we're, I trust that our folks are working on that. But also in terms of new policy versus old. So in April, we approved an entire overhaul to board policy. And it was done to make it more consistent across all the sections, more easy to keep up to date. And now, in fact, it lives on board docs, the same place you go to get the minutes and the agendas. If you go to another tab that says policies, you can find it all there. And I kind of forgot about that, but I was reminded because we made a few changes to bus routes and things in the spring. And I've had some questions from people about that. And at one point I said, all right, I'm just going to look at our policy, you know, see what it says. And so I got into my hard drive and pulled up, document J that had the student transportation stuff in there, only to find out, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. And so just a reminder to anybody else who, like me, may have downloaded all, sections A through K of the old Board of Education bylaws and save them on your hard drive. Delete them or archive them or label them old or something. Where you want to go now is board docs, policy, and looking at it, it's much more neatly arranged and easily navigable. So the one section on the in particular that I was interested in was the transportation, because I wanted to see for myself, well, is it in compliance with Ohio Revised Code? I would find very surprising to find that it isn't so, since it's been in place for many years. But with the questions, I thought it was worth seeing with my own eyes. So from the most irrelevant section of Ohio Revised Code is 3327.01, transportation of pupils. There's a lot of language here that I won't read, but the yellow highlighted part that seemed most directly relevant here, it just says, as we've discussed here before, that we need to transport students in grades kindergarten through 8 who live more than 2 miles from the school from which the State Board of Education says we have to transport these students, and to which they are assigned by the local Board of Education as sort of their home school. And then our new transportation section, it's in Section 8000 Operations. It's PO8600 Transportation. And I did find one possible area for a little bit of confusion there, but I think, I'll just read it and explain. It said, school buses shall be purchased, housed, and maintained by the board for the transportation of resident students between their home areas and the schools of the district to which they are assigned. I said, okay, so to which they are assigned, are we saying, the schools to which they're assigned? That's the intended meaning. Or the district to which they are assigned. And under that reading, that means any school in the district we got to transport them to. However, reading the rest of the policy, it makes it clear that it's talking about the individual school. So that's the only area that I saw for possible confusion. Also, as for the two-mile limit, as we've discussed here many times before, our district goes a little bit better than that and has a one-mile limit. Most recently, we put Taylor Road into compliance with that because we'd been transporting from a little bit farther because of lack of infrastructure, which is now here. I've also heard from some parents with some concerns about that, but, you know, that was mostly before the first day of school. So I think at our next Buildings and Grounds meeting, Mr. Reed, we can hear how that's been going. So anyway, before I continue with my last item or two, if Mr. Superintendent or Mr. Reed or other board members, if you have any clarifications or thoughts to add, anywhere I went astray? Okay. And the last thing, so sometimes people have asked me, you know, there's all this emphasis on college readiness, and, you know, not everybody needs to go to college. Not everybody should go to college, and what are you doing for those students? And we've been doing stuff for that with our increased visibility of career technical education and increased experiences with that at the middle school and maybe even down into the elementary level. But what I wanted to say is it's also true that the people who should be aiming towards college and doing things like AP classes and College Credit Plus, that we need to make sure we're reaching those too. And there are underrepresented populations in our schools who have the kind of learning mindsets that you need to be successful in there and have the kind of grades that indicate that they would be successful. And a few months ago, we renewed a contract with a company called Equal Opportunity Schools who systematically and proactively tries to identify those populations in the school they contract with for ours. I met with Dr. Cosgrave and Susan McLaughlin, who kind of walked me through the report to see what's been going on, and I'm not going to get into any details because I don't want to violate any privacy or everything, but I'll just say that I'm impressed, and I am really looking forward to seeing, some of the results. They say we won't know until we see who all has registered for what classes, but I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that, so, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Whitman. Mrs. Quesenberry.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody, to the new school year. The summer seemed to go very, very quickly. For me, I know. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can say it was here and then gone. This month, I've had the pleasure of attending some of the activities. The 9X, beautiful. And having been a Reynoldsburg student at the time when the buildings were all separated, and now seeing what they're doing with the building, it's just beautiful. As an elementary principal, I've always had an issue with things looking very institutional in schools. The 9X is definitely not your typical school. I am very pleased. I'm happy, and I think our students will be very proud to be there. I loved the Tomato Festival as well, Mr. Whitman, but watching our marching band perform there, that was great. So I'm also looking forward to a year of seeing students and activities and different things in our district. And I also have had a couple calls and concerns, but I think those have been alleviated more with the preschool and the movement of the preschool. Talk people through things, ask them once they got a tour, let me know if there were any other concerns, and I've not had any, so that's good stuff. So, again, glad everybody's here, and we can move on.
Thank you, Mrs. Quesenberry. Start off, good luck to all the athletic teams that are going to be or have already started their seasons out there. I don't know what all the dress code conversation was. My 13-year-old had no knowledge about leggings being worn or not worn. I don't know why he didn't mention that. As far as transportation is concerned, Mr. Whitman and I have had, we've had that kind of conversation with a number of different people, and again, we're always a work in progress and finding ways to improve. As far as that, I'm looking forward to a great new year. The 9X building was fabulous. I actually showed it to a few of staff members in the building that I'm at, and No, you can't steal them, but they are very much impressed with just, if anything, the color scheme alone, let alone the attitude and the direction of the program. So best of luck for 9X all the way across. This is a great new year, always new changes coming up. As a reminder, the one thing that I do want to refresh everyone's memory is our discipline policy. From now on, we're going to be following our current established policy where an appointee from the board will actually be representative so we can deal with students who might have disciplinary issues in a more efficient manner, so that way we can get them back into the classroom as fast as possible. I've asked Jenny Quesenberry if she would be the board's representative at that time, and she has accepted. It's basically a committee assignment. Moving forward from that, that's all I have, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the evening. Got a couple of other items to go through. Item 4.02, appointment of the delegate and alternate to the OSBA annual business meeting. I believe last year, Ms. Dunlap, you were the alternate.
I was the delegate after some confusion because of my role at Eastland Fairfield, but I have not accepted anything at Eastland Fairfield yet for that role, so I would love to be able to do that again.
I nominate Debbie Dunlap to be the delegate for the OSBA business meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
I personally don't. I actually had a longer spiel, but I don't think that we should pick Ms. Dunlap. I think that the two people we should pick from for the primary and alternative would be Ms. Quesenberry and Mr. Whitman, Ms. Quesenberry specifically for the primary. The reason is, frankly speaking, she's the only one assured to come back next year. So when you're taking a vote for the next year's goals and operation of the organization, I think we should probably have the person who will be here guaranteed. As for the others, again, there's the potential conflict from last year with Ms. Dunlap, and then both Mr. Begney and myself have potential complications we won't know about until right beforehand.
Well, can I just say that the complication was because I accepted the alternate position here and a position there. So I have not accepted anything there. I would not accept anything if my first obligation were to be the delegate here, first of all. And I just want to say that I understand your concerns, but if I did serve as the delegate again, whether I was here or not, I would definitely be looking towards, you know, the interests of the district and, mm-hmm. and the students and the staff here. I don't think that would change.
No.
I will take myself out of the running for any positions. The consistency with Ms. Dunlap would be a good thing. So procedurally, just take a vote on the delegate.
Yes.
All right. If there are any other discussions?
Just
for the delegate, not the alternate.
So, Board Member Quesenberry, would you have any interest in serving as the primary, as Board Member Barga has suggested, before we vote on this?
Last year, when Ms. Dunlap and I both went, we were both pretty much on equal playing field. And the whole idea of having an alternate is if something happens with the primary, then the alternate steps in. So I don't have a problem, although I don't see it being necessity to change what we've had.
Okay. I'll admit I caused some of the confusion last year because I accepted alternate, and then I turned out I had a work obligation I'd overlooked and had to quickly scramble to undo that. I've cleared my schedule for the Capital Conference this year, so I could be, you know, the primary or the alternate, no problem at all. But based on what Board Member Barga said, I would, for example, nominate Board Member Quesenberry as the primary and Dunlap as the alternate, perhaps. Any thoughts on that?
And again, having not served in this particular capacity, it's just one vote, correct? So you would have the primary has the vote?
Yes.
Okay.
And so Jetty and I served last year because it ended up that I came. See, now there was so much confusion. I'm trying to remember. So I do believe that I was the representative for Eastland Fairfield, and you were the representative here, or is that no?
All right. So
no, you were the alternate.
So shall we go ahead and we have a motion on the floor right now to nominate Debbie as the primary, and then we'll finish that one and then go back and then or how do we want to work this procedurally? Because Mr. Whitman hasn't made a motion yet to, or officially, have you made that motion, Mr. Whitman, to put Jenny?
Before any other motions, I wanted to see if it was, you know, worth actually making such a motion.
We should probably go and vote on Mrs. Dunlap being the delegate, and then depending on the outcome of that.
Take an issue with the alternate.
Yes.
That's fine. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Abstain.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Motion passed. Do I have any nominations for the alternate?
Yes. I would like to nominate Board Member Questenberry.
Thank you.
Because she has she's been there.
She's
guaranteed to be here next year, God willing.
Second that.
All right, so we have a motion by Mr. Whitman, a second by Mr. Barga. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Abstain.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 4.03, date change and relocation of the September 17th, 2019 board meeting to September 24th, am I correct, at the Livingston campus? Okay. The reason for this is, as you already guessed by everything that was the conversation up here, four of us will be at attending the Meet the Candidate night for Reynoldsburg that's hosted by the League of Women's Voters. The change of location is a necessity due to what we are hoping is an exceptionally large audience for the first ever academic letter presentation that Reynoldsburg has had, something that has been a long time coming, and we're glad to see that going. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman by a half a second. Any other discussion?
I just would like to actually thank Member Whitman for clarifying for a lot of the parents how the letters are awarded and kind of what's going to be happening with that. I know I got a lot of feedback, and then I said, you know, I'd look into it, and then pretty quickly they said you took care of it. So just wanted to make sure to thank you for that. Otherwise, I have a little bit of a concern with us moving this for our own thing, but the reality is all five of us do have ties to that in the community generally, should be at that event as opposed to watching boring us do stuff. Yeah. So,
well, I hope that everyone comes to watch the kids getting the award, and then they can leave before the rest of us continue with the boring stuff. All right, so we have a motion and we have a second. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quesnel.
Have we decided where to move it, or is that the next item?
No, Livingston campus.
Have we decided on the new date? Has that?
Yeah, I did say September 24th, a one-week difference.
Okay. I had a question. I know that sometimes when we've moved the meetings, it's often been at the Summit Auditorium instead of Livingston. Both are fine with me. I was just curious if
We want to brag a little bit on the Livingston campus.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
I mean, let's be honest. I know where that's coming from, so. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, just for those of you who haven't seen it yet.
Proximity is a little easier for community folks as well.
Yeah, that's good too.
Okay, very good.
Showing off.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
And Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed.
The delegate and alternate, I have some paperwork for you after the meeting.
Now we have committee reports, and we have a few of them this time. So we will start off with athletics. Mr. Barger, we didn't really talk about which one of us was going to go first, so I don't know if you want to take the lead or if you want me to start.
You can go
ahead, sir. All right. The athletic committee meeting occurred on August 7th, and it was an update on the progress of the high school scoreboard. Earlier, we had worked out a deal with Megalith Industrial Services for a new scoreboard that would not be at any cost to the district due to the hope of getting a number of sponsorships. We're making slow but steady progress, but we are not there yet. And so until we have secured the donations that we need to make sure that it does end up at no cost to the district, we're going to let them continue to find sponsorships and work around as best as they can. A number of different places had been contacted. Dynamics is going to be one, but then the usual suspects, Giant Eagle, Kroger, Alliance Data, Dick's Sporting Goods, some realtors locations, and a number of other things both in and outside of Reynoldsburg were contacted, and again, those discussions are ongoing. Unfortunate right now that there's not a lot of large businesses in Reynoldsburg right now that are able to kind of provide the sponsorship that we are looking for, but we will continue to work on that process. Other updates were our new football uniforms. I'm going to let Superintendent Brown talk a few moments about how that came about, so that way everybody's aware of it.
The jerseys were donated by the NFL and Roosevelt Knicks, proud Reynoldsburg alum. So our students were able to get their jerseys for team pictures that were taken just about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Football pants are on the way, and they also are the benefit of a donation directly to the football boosters from Dynamics. So our guys will be outfitted in all brand new white uniforms, and we're waiting for the, I believe it's our first home game, where we're going to be having a whiteout.
We also discussed kind of an update on the new JV softball field, as well as concerns of the Hannah Ashton Middle School. There's always been a concern because of the amount of transportation time and the dismissal times at the one middle school to make sure that if students want to participate in athletic activities that they are able to do so, even though they might be getting out of school a little bit earlier than the two other middle schools. Transportation wasn't the issue, as I recall, but mostly it was, okay, if we move the kids from Hannah Ashton to another middle school, where do they go? Who do they sit with until practice is started? So that is something that's been ongoing, and we're still in the process of trying to fix that one up. I believe those are a majority of the issues. Mr. Barga, is there anything else that I was...
You didn't miss anything. The only thing is, when it comes to the scoreboard itself, and this might be something that the board wishes to examine as a polity, the reality is we just haven't triggered the contract. But the scoreboard itself eventually does need replaced. We do need to get play clocks. We need to be able to basically show off our district to the people who come in and be able to use it for both marching band as well as various classes. So at a certain point, we should examine whether we want to simply start looking at committing the money ourselves and not do a triggered contract, instead sell the ad space. Obviously, it might end up being a net negative in terms of the cost. We might not be able to get the ad space we want. But in terms of what the scoreboard itself brings, as well as the play clocks and Mr. Perkins might be here somewhere. I'm assuming eventual issues with the way that the state conference requires us to deal with the actual timekeeping. I think we do need to examine that at some point. So it's really up to the board if we want to move that into some sort of discussion, or if they just we want to get more information from the committee for that.
I know we had still had hoped that a number of locations were going to be contacted, and then for those of us that live outside the world of academics, other businesses actually start their finance year at a different time than August, basically. So when they start adjusting their budgets when it comes to advertising, a lot of that stuff is done towards the end of the year, the calendar year, and then at the beginning of the following year. So that's something that we can do. Believe me, we want the scoreboard. We're going to do all that we can to try and get it, but we got to make sure it's the right deal for the community as well. But yeah, there's so much potential there. The academic experience of making the video programs and all of that is also a benefit to it. If there's nothing else from athletics... All right. Next one is buildings and grounds, and I didn't know which one flipped a coin and won this time.
I'm going to go ahead and give those. Mr. Whitman and I talked about that, and actually I'm going to be rather brief because I'm going to throw it over to Mr. Reed. But we had our buildings and grounds committee meeting on August 6th, and it was actually a tour of Reynoldsburg High School, the Livingston campus. So we toured the Livingston campus in order to see the upgrades that have been done there over the summer. Again, not just 9X, but throughout the entire building. There was a shot that I know I took down the hallway right past the media center, and it was just so open and so bright. And the colors, actually, you didn't even see all the colors on the insets of the doors, but they reflected back out. And I just said, you know, I've been in this space so many times, I really feel like it's a different space. And it was so inspiring. But the contractors are working on their final punch list as we were going through. I know final inspection was scheduled for August 12th at that point. The science labs, too, amazed me because, you know, I understood we went from 1 to 4. At first I thought it was 5, then one of the contractors corrected me and said it was 4. But under the, you know, there's so much work that goes on underneath the flooring. Everything is pulled up and all these lines are laid for everything that needs to go into a science lab. And then everything goes back down, the concrete and the flooring back down. And there's so much work then that we missed. And as they were explaining the process, it was just absolutely amazing. Liked the fact that a lot of the murals, we saw many of the murals and the paintings were kept there and put back out on the walls, which again added a lot of color and really popped with the new LED lighting that we have in that building and all our other buildings, I must say. The garage doors, I had had some concerns about if they would be loud, and they weren't. Operated great, will allow for a lot of collaboration between different teachers. So we really walked around everywhere. There were a couple of surprises, I think, that you found as whenever you do any renovation work in your house, right? There are a couple of O's, and you discover a few things. And so we know there are a couple other things that we will have to take care of over the next year and into next over the summer. And it's the small touches, too. You know, the lockers are gone, so now you have these benches and collaboration spaces, and the wood was just beautiful on top of those that had been stained. And the stairwells, you know, where kids are hanging on to these, I don't even, the handrails and wood caps. And it just gets dirty, and it was bright and clean, and all the wood that was stained so nicely. Again, just a very, very encouraging environment. I think I write for a facility management group, and I've toured several new hospitals, and hospitals are paying attention to what their surroundings look like inside of a hospital, because they realize, too, that patients will get better and they will improve based on not only the medical care that they're getting, but their environment. And I feel very strongly that that is true for education as well. So that was our entire buildings and grounds meeting, was moving in and about all of those rooms and getting a tour. So I'm going to throw it off to Chris because he can give it to you in a lot more detail, and he has pictures.
Is your microphone on?
No. So briefly, with the outside, we removed dated and damaging pillars. We replaced damaged concrete sidewalks, installed security devices, and installed the new 9X Impact logo. moving to the inside, this is a large ramp right inside those doors that we dug into. And placed some footers to put in a new 9X office. New passageway doors, new resinous flooring. Resinous just means it's the new epoxy flooring. It's slip resistant. We did correct the sloping of that ramp that was grandfathered in, but it was not ADA compliant, so we corrected that. As Board Member Dunlap said, we removed all the lockers. We installed wood benches, and over 110,000 square feet was painted. I got to know some of the painters pretty well. And then, of course, replaced the cove base on almost the entire first floor. Cove base is the black part of the bottom by the ground. looking up at the what is now in the 9X section, this is a picture taken with some of our very dated painted murals. I know it's hard to see out there, but some World War II-esque murals. And then a picture of, obviously, the crew putting some flooring in. No, go to the far left. Flip one of those. Or both. And then, obviously, this is an example of a finished. We do have it covered to protect the flooring, but that is a finished section of the wall. So new resinous floors, removed outdated murals, new paint in hallways, and in every classroom on the second floor. Garage doors to create an open learning space. And I can say that I've been in that building a lot the last 2 days, and they are open. A lot of collaboration is taking place. We had to add a new paging system for the entire building, not just for 9X. Obviously, lockers were also removed on the second floor, along with adding wood benches and the new wood mounts in the stairwells. Just a couple more pictures of 9X. That was obviously you can see the yellowness of the building. That's with some of the garage door openings, and then that's the new. So comparing the first picture to the last picture, it's very different, very bright. This is an old science room that was actually converted into a DECA room years ago. We had to excavate to obviously put in utilities and plumbing, and this is the finished product today. A beautiful science lab. We have five new science labs.
Five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One updated science lab. We have a new clinic. We converted three rooms into classrooms and added a door and a wall to an existing classroom that didn't have one. So some added bonus there as well. And lastly, I just have I wanted to give a special thanks. I know it's simply just a slide on a presentation, but this came together a lot because of Summit Construction. Mike Mancini, who's actually here tonight, was a huge help. Bill Ward was our on-site superintendent, and all employees and all the subcontractors that worked in our building, and actually buildings, they're fantastic. This is a top-notch construction company, and they really worked around our schedule. Obviously, at Livingston, we do a lot of summer programming. We have our summer breakfast, lunch, and we send home dinners and weekend lunches, so there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of athletes in the building, and Summit Construction always made sure to accommodate to us while they were doing work. So it's fantastic. I urge you, if you're interested, go to their website. They do a lot of work in the educational space. Fantastic stuff. So, again, huge thanks to Summit, Mike and Bill. And then, of course, the architecture firm that we use, Shore Architects, Darren Wright and Vicki Newell, were also integral in the beginning of this. So just great teamwork by everybody, our own staff, our own maintenance staff, our custodial staff, our cooks. It was just a great help from everybody. So just good work all the way around.
Mr. Reed, could you talk about the color scheme?
Sure.
And all that?
So we knew that we wanted, we knew we didn't want Raider yellow because it just doesn't go well on a wall, but we wanted Raider purple. So working with Chris Brooks, the 9X principal, we sent out a survey to students and parents to pick four more colors. And the colors they chose I think were fantastic. I don't remember the exact name of them. I think one of them is Carnival, one of them is Splashy, one of them, but basically it's a nice orange, it's a bright orange, a very bright green, a teal, and a blue, obviously along with the purple, and it's with the white of the other walls, it's fantastic. It turned out really, really well.
And can I just reiterate too, because we keep talking a lot about 9X, but really these are renovations that the entire building can enjoy downstairs and upstairs. I kind of laughed when we were going through and with my daughter, I was like, oh my gosh, you were never up here on the second floor. You can't appreciate how beautiful this space is. But I understand when a lot of the upperclassmen came in and they were on the first floor, they're like, wow, this is awesome. So it is the entire building, So great job. Yeah.
I made it a point to go to the Raider check-in for both Bell and HS Squared and just kind of sat back and observed. And it actually gave me chills hearing some of the response from students who had been in the building before. It was worth it. It was worth it. So,
all right, Mr. Whitman, anything to add for the committee section?
No, I think Mr. Reed and Board Member Dunlap covered it pretty well.
All right. Thank you very much. Now the next committee meeting minutes were from Finance. Mr. Barger, do you want to start us off this one since I got the last one?
Sure. Before I talk about the TIF part of that, I'd like to see if the Treasurer would like to update us on the forecast, which we also discussed.
Yes, we updated the forecast with the June 30th actual numbers. I sent that out to all the board members to review. We ended the year better than we expected because we always try to forecast a little bit conservatively. So I sent all those details out, and the Finance Committee spent a few minutes reviewing that.
Perfect. Otherwise, what finance met, we were joined by Reynoldsburg's development director, Mr. Bauscher, as well as the auditor, Mr. Sisak. We discussed a proposed TIF for the Dragon Chinese Food Establishment, which is on the corner of Main and Lancaster. There were multiple in-depth discussions. There was some back and forth between the different committee members as well as our, the city's development director. I would like to suggest that the board as a whole look to have a meeting with the development director. We're allowed to under the ORC. It's within our powers with the amount that they're being asked for. I believe that we should create, get the actual proposal, the actual language as being submitted to City Council, complete with every possible development that might be in action by the same company, that we look at that, we create a unified response to the TIF, we do some form of a pilot as well with it, and we do some exploration of their future projects, see if we can do a combined larger TIF project, get this all handled in one action. And then we also, I think we should create a policy going forward, which would be kicked over to the policy committee, in terms of how we want to approach TIFs of this value or any that we are allowed to actually play with. I do have a question with that. Do you know at the top of your head when we got the notification, when our date would be that we have to do any response?
We have not received any official notification from there, them.
I spoke with the development director prior when we were getting ready before agenda review, and the company is not ready yet to bring everything out. They wanted to do what we had asked, which is have everything lined up, and including apparently pictures and mock-ups of what the property would look like. And they just were not able to get it ready in time to do it justice for the August meeting, but they hope to come in for the meeting to present it to everyone at a board meeting, obviously it will be the September meeting. So. Mm-hmm.
I think, when they do that, I think we should take a look and then as a board kind of figure out what we want to do. We have all the opportunities in this one. We actually do control. The city can't do it without our permission. So we have a lot of options. We have a lot of alternatives we can do. And since there were hints that this company wants to continue developing, this might be an opportunity for us to secure different dynamics, giving them a better tax rate on this, but securing some sort of concession in maybe one of the larger projects that they're looking at.
All right. That was really it from finance. Was that everything, Mr. Barga?
Yeah.
Okay. And last was policy. Policy was a brief meeting. It was basically an update to our food service management and free and reduced price lunch services. What we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that practice was meeting policy. So the quick version of this is that when students who do come to Reynoldsburg City Schools, and if they have the opportunity to, they will always have the opportunity to have a meal. And it's not going to be something where it will be substituted out for the proverbial cheese sandwiches had been discussed in the past. So that way our kids will get the meals that they need to do for breakfast and for lunch. And we just wanted to make sure that our policy reflected those changes. It's on for discussion and review, and it will be made permanent policy at the September meeting. That's all from policy, because my alternate was enjoying her time in Germany, I believe, is where you were at the time. Oh, yes. How dare you go?
Well, I apologize I wasn't here. I won't apologize for being with my daughter in Germany.
Actually, that policy is on for action tonight.
It is on for action. Okay, all right, so it is on for action tonight. All right. Okay. Do I have a motion to adopt policy? Is that basically where we're at then?
We're not there yet.
Okay, so that's further down. That's right. All right, so that ends that part. We'll move on to item 5.01, Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you so much. It has been a whirlwind 2 days to have all of our kids back in the district, half on Monday, half yesterday. I was very fortunate to be able to go to each building on both days. I'm exhausted, but that's okay because we're going to do it again tomorrow when all of our kids are in district at one time, finally. Lots of stuff took place over the summer, as you guys have already talked about. I won't reflect on a lot of that, but we have been very excited to open up 9X at the Livingston campus as well as the campus itself to our 10th and through 12th graders who are there. We wanted them to come to a space in which they could feel at home and welcome, something they want to be able to own and take care of, and it's something that can make them more engaged with the instructional process and being a part of the school culture. So we're really, really proud of what's taking place there, and we look to our kids to take care of that as well. Excited about the implementation of full-day kindergarten at French Run in Rose Hill. Obviously, we wish we could expand that to all of our schools. It's coming. We got a lot of work to do to get there, so please be patient in that respect. We had the Hams flooring issue that took place late in the summer, and we managed to get that taken care of prior to the opening of school. Thank you, Mr. Reed, and the folks you work with to make that happen. I walked up there last week and was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to work. And then Friday, you know what? It was good to go. We were ready to roll. So our kids came in on Monday, and the floors look fantastic. We're implementing curriculum at the elementary level for literacy. That's something else that's already taken place. We mentioned athletics. Our kids are already off and running. I've been to a soccer game, football scrimmage. Looking forward to next Friday night when our kids hit the field against Upper Arlington. That is a home game that will also be broadcast on the radio. New enrollment. We have a really, really good problem. Lots and lots of families want to move to Reynoldsburg, and we're very, very pleased to welcome them. That problem is created in that we got to find space for all of them. So in terms of how that looks and transitions and movement and things of that nature, no, we've not been able to satisfy everybody's desires in terms of what that looks like. We're trying to accommodate as many, many of those requests as possible, and we simply haven't been able to do all of those simply because everyone can't be happy in every instance. So we do apologize for those things, but the idea is to accommodate all of our almost 7,700 kids. I still think that number is going to swell by the time we finish our final numbers. To accommodate all of those kids, we've had to do some things that have been very, very creative. And our kids are, we'll find out what it looks like tomorrow. I'll put it that way. I'm excited to bring our four new members to our Superintendent Student Advisory Council. Adrian, Davion, Lachelle, and Nyala will be joining me next Thursday for our first meeting. They're replacing the four seniors we had graduate, so I'm excited to welcome them in. And I would be extremely remiss. Well, let me say this. No offense to the adults, but I was so excited to see my kids on Monday. I love you guys, love the adults, but I love my kids a little more. Sorry. To be able to walk into schools and high-five them and give them pats on the back and welcome them back into the district is something that gets me juiced up every year, and I was very excited to do that. And I'm even more so looking forward to seeing them all together tomorrow. I have to give some kudos to Reynoldsburg Police Department. Thank you so much as a fantastic partner for our district. They were everywhere on Monday and Tuesday, everywhere, in order to take care of our kids to make sure they came in safe spaces. Ms. Dunlap, I believe you said you saw two folks pulled. I've seen at least seven or eight. So they have been all over the place. They've been in our schools, meeting our kids, and showing what type of partner they are for us. I also want to give our city a lot of kudos for a fantastic Tomato Festival. Yes, I was there as well on Thursday and Saturday. What a fantastic event, and I look forward to how it's going to be top next year. Fantastic work for our city. So with that in mind, we've said a lot here tonight. That's all I have for now.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Item 6.01, recognition of visitors. We had no one previously set, but we do have two guest speakers coming in this evening. The first one is Patricia Yates. If you would like to speak toward the podium, just go ahead and give your name and address for the record so we can get that in, and go ahead and discuss your item for this evening.
Yes, my name is Patricia L. Yates. I am a resident of Reynoldsburg. My address is 6827 Carousel Drive South. I have been a resident in this district for almost 30 plus years. I want to thank the members of the Reynoldsburg City School Board for providing me an opportunity to speak with you. My concern is regarding public transportation, pupil transportation. The language of the Ohio Revised Code, Section 3327.01, and the Reynoldsburg City School Transportation Policy and Section 800 of the Policy Manual, I would say, are in alignment. However, the interpretation of this law and the means of implementation seems to differ. The Ohio Revised Code is a mandate from the state that can be enforced. In searching this code, the procedure for implementation isn't made available. So, I am speculating the procedure to enforce this mandate is the sole responsibility of the school district. Therefore, I am seeking clarification for several issues regarding this matter. What guidelines or procedures were taken into consideration once charged with the development of a system or a plan of action that would provide for a safe, reasonable, cost-effective means to transport the students within the district? Secondly, were residents of Reynoldsburg given the opportunity to provide input on this matter by usage of public notification, i.e. the suburban newspaper, the announcement of community meetings, notification by mail? Thirdly, has this plan been revised and how recent? And if so, did the changing dynamics of the district throughout the years, for example, neighborhood or homeschool versus what might be classified today as school choice, be weighed in the plan of action? And lastly, for this set of questions, are there guidelines stipulated to every district for the disbursement and management of funds be provided by federal and state government? Another matter of clarification as it relates to transportation can be found in Section 33727.02, the code which deals with resolution declaring impracticality of transportation offer in lieu of payment of transportation. Again, are federal and state dollars allocated to the district based on projected or actual pupil transportation needs? Does the district request funding based upon previous or future transportation needs? And if the district determines it is impractical to provide transportation, has a resolution been submitted and approved by the board that includes the pupil or pupils' names and the reason for this impracticality? Has a mandatory report been submitted to the State Board of Education in compliance with the Section 33727.02, bullet items especially C, D, E, and F of record? So, therefore, as a stakeholder and an interested party, I am requesting that this statement that I am speaking to you now becomes a matter of record. In addition, that the board and all parties that are related to these matters provide a written response to these clarifying questions before the date of the regular school scheduled public meeting to be held in September of 2019. I have copies that I will give to Mr. Brown as superintendent of schools and you, sir, as president of the board.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Yates, before you step down, can you please email me
a copy?
I will
provide you with my email at a later time, sir.
I just meant like a copy of your questions.
I have that. It's written record, sir.
All right. Next speaker is Donna Lister. Same thing. Come on down. Tell us your name for the record and your address and your reason for speaking to the board today.
Hi, my name is Donna Lister. I live at 6961 Wigwam Way here in Reynoldsburg and have for a very long time. I'm here tonight because we are hosting an event on September 21st to benefit the Weekend Food Bag Program. I assume you're all aware of it. Yeah? Anyway, no? Okay. The Weekend Food Bag Program, it's a joint venture between Heart Food Pantry and Reynoldsburg Helping Hands. The schools contacted them and a few years ago and said that they had become aware that a lot of the students who were getting free lunches during the week were going hungry over the weekends. So the two pantries have been working together to try to send food bags home with the students that are in need. And what they've been doing through last year is they would send home with the oldest child in the family a bag of four servings, and they were only trying to send two protein items, two breakfast items, and a snack item for four people, which isn't a whole heck of a lot of food. And the problem was that, number one, there were a lot of families with more than four people, and number two, they found in some families that the oldest child who was receiving the bag of food was so hungry that they were hiding the food and not sharing with the younger siblings. So this year, they're going to undertake sending individual bags with each and every identified needy student so that they will all get. The problem is this is going to increase the demands on the pantries substantially. So we are hosting an event on September 21st to try to get the community to donate items that they have specifically asked for, as a way to help them feed the students of the Reynoldsburg school system. It was suggested to me that I should come and let the school board know about it. If there's any possible way you can help us get the word out, it doesn't do us any good to have a community event if the community doesn't know about it. If you can put it on your Facebook page or website or in any way help us, we can provide flyers if you can distribute them. Anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated.
Have you met Valerie?
I was trying to convey just now.
Yeah. I'm sure Valerie will find you. She's sitting right over here. She'll be more than happy to, because this is obviously an unfortunate need, but one that we desperately need to take care of. So thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you.
Ms. Lister, I had a question. So regarding, food drives and things, I've also heard that it's great to send in non-perishable items, but actually what goes further is just money. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that such a drive will also just, take straight up money donations,
We are asking for specific food items. However, we're probably going to have the pantry representatives collecting money, because I know there are people who are going to want to donate money as well.
Okay.
But we also have a list of wanted items. We had been helping last school year with their targeted items. They gave us a list of... They told us that a lot of weeks they couldn't even come up with those bare minimums that I told you about, but they said there were what they call wish list items, like they wished they could send the kids home with shelf-stable milk, mm-hmm. but they just couldn't afford it, and they wished they could send them home with cereal, but they just couldn't afford it. And then there were some other items that they said they wished they could give the kids, and they just couldn't afford it, and so we were collecting those items and providing them. But we decided... Last year, we'd thrown a block party to celebrate the completion of the Baldwin Road project because it was such a pain in the butt for – I'm sorry. It was a pain in the rear for us, really hard. And it was also – we knew the neighbors were upset. So they enjoyed themselves so much that they asked us to make it an annual event. And so we just decided to – it would be more efficient rather than us just trying to collect something amongst ourselves to use that party as a way to collect. We'll have free food, yard games, face painting, that sort of thing that people can take advantage of. We'll also have a drop-off lane if they just want to drop off mm-hmm. a donation and run. But we want to show them a good time in exchange for their donations and answer our neighborhood's request that we party again this year, but do it with another purpose since thankfully we didn't have road construction again this year. So we'll be trying to benefit the weekend food bag program. While we have a good time.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I know what Valerie's doing for the next couple of days. Item 7.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, and 06 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Quesenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Madam Treasurer, any highlights?
Just on for approval are the July 31st financial reports. We also have some appropriation modifications on for approval, a couple of new funds, a couple of updated budgets from some of the student activities. We got updated guidance on the Bureau of Workers' Compensation grants, so we're switching what fund we're accounting for that in. There's also four purpose statements. Two are newly submitted and two are revisions to prior statements. An advance to the previously talked about Bureau of Workers' Comp grant. This is what we typically do with our grants. We need to advance the money, spend it, then we get reimbursed for it. There was a donation for $20 on, and sadly but truly three after-the-fact transactions. I had sent out an email to the board members explaining that and some of the additional procedures. While we have greatly improved in this area, occasionally we still have some of these, but I think we can get at this one with maybe another meeting to help shore up some additional internal controls.
Okay. Can I ask just a couple of questions? The National Geographic grant, can you just tell me, and maybe that's Superintendent Brown? I was just kind of curious. That was on the appropriation modifications.
Yes, they have a they got a grant at Herbert Mills, and the purpose of the grant is building global citizens through the creation of virtual worlds. I can't even begin to tell you in education speak what that really means, but they were very excited to get it. I will tell you
wow,
that. But
I may have to stop over there. That's you know, you see National Geographic on something, and I'm yes, like, wow, yeah. You know what? That was kind of neat. And then just out of curiosity, just two more. So the youth in government, and I know that we have kids that go to youth in government every year.
Yes.
And I guess I didn't realize, because I know I've donated before, that there is some funding that comes from the district for that?
No, that's actually a student activity fund. And they do fundraisers and collect money for that.
Okay.
Or their kids are bringing in money and we deposit that fund to, like, pay the bills all at one time.
Okay. And then just the school safety grant, what does that go towards?
This particular school safety grant is to purchase cameras, I believe. And anything else, Chris? I know we're doing cameras.
More cameras and additional wiring for additional cameras.
Okay.
So good. We're replacing old? Finishing up with that,
right.
And then adding
that was
more
important.
Cameras.
Right.
Yes.
And in light of, as we discussed, some recent vandalism mm-hmm. to some of our tennis courts, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
Sorry. I only have just a quick comment because you ran through most of what my questions are. Can you... You spoke very briefly about the three after-the-fact transactions. Can you just state for the record exactly why those are happening now and then what exactly you're doing with the new training?
These three, so we've really made a lot of inroads in people putting on purchase orders ahead of time. That's greatly improved. With these three, the purchase order was on we also review all of our purchase orders at the end of our fiscal year and ask which ones can be closed, which ones maybe have outstanding payments. These were submitted to be closed because that department didn't realize there was three unpaid invoices. So I think it's just a matter of helping them find ways to maybe track the invoices against their contracts so they would have caught these. So I think this should be a pretty easy fix. So we're meeting on Thursday, and we'll talk about maybe some procedures to help with that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 8.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05 are up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Mr. Superintendent, any highlights?
Yeah, I'll highlight our two newest assistant principals, Mr. Stephen Dickman at HS Squared STEM and Chris Craycraft, who is at Herbert Mills. Chris has actually been with the district for a number of years as a teacher on special assignment, filling that role unofficially without being able to do the evaluative component of an administrator, and now he can actually do those things as he's just finished up his program. In addition to that, I'll highlight the classified administrative exempt staff for a 3% raise. In accordance with the increases in our insurance, these individuals actually would have gotten a negative return for the school year and had made less money this year than last year, and we didn't want that to happen to them. So the 3% is being proposed, and I believe in the 2% for our part-time employees that are exempt from any of the bargaining units.
Are the new assistant principals here by any chance?
Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
I actually saw that resignation and thought, oh, my goodness. And then I read further, and I said, oh, good.
All right. If there are no other questions, we have a motion. Madam Treasurer?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
So Mr. Superintendent, in reviewing the several months of weekly board updates, I know there's been a lot of moving around principals and assistant principals before we finally arrive at what we have right here now. So could I just quickly get a summary of our four high school academies plus 9X? Who's the principal for each? Who's the assistant for each, and who the shared ones are?
Honestly, Mr. Whitman, if I did that, I'm going to give you misinformation. All of that is on the website. And I don't want to quote you something on record that's incorrect.
Okay. Well, anyway, so based on what I've read, previously, and I think I managed to get the most current information looking at the, file creation dates. So each of our four academies plus 9X will have a principal.
No, each of the four academies will have a principal and 1.5 assistant principals.
That was the next part. Okay. So each of them will have the primary principal. Uh-huh. And then each of them will also have one dedicated assistant principal.
I'll make it simpler. Each academy has a principal and an assistant principal. And in each academy has one person that is shared between the two academies at each campus.
Okay. And then the odd one out, 9X?
9X has a principal and two assistants because it has 500 and, what was the last count, 60 students? 73
oh my
today.
Goodness. Okay. It was 546 wow. when I went to orientation.
So.
Wow. So this Chris is like, I'm very well aware.
So having two assistant principal positions who are whose domain is an entire building and two academies, okay. And that's not something we've had for a while, or maybe not ever.
The positions have not been added to or subtracted from. It's the same number of positions, mm-hmm. but due to the creation of 9X, we simply disperse differently.
Okay, I was just wondering, have there been any concerns about before having an assistant principal for two academies at once?
No.
Talked
with each of them, and they've transitioned quite well.
Okay. So any foreseeable issues about just who reports to who or when or all that?
No, I think that's all worked out.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
You're going to kill me, but I turned my page and I saw one more highlight, but I saw garden lead at Worms. Does that mean that they're going to be using their gardens again? Because I think that would be amazing. They've been...
We have been using our gardens.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's last year.
Oh, good. I'm glad because I know that they had some weeds had come in there and they weren't being used. So I'm glad that I'm behind because that's a wonderful, wonderful space. So wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Plow.
I have one follow-up to what Mr. Whitman was asking. The freshman students who will be over at at Summit, either full or part of the time, what jurisdiction do they fall under in terms of the principals or academies?
They're basically going to be under one of the academies at Summit campus.
Okay.
So they have direct contact with administrators there.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But they'll be informed of all fun things going on at the 9X program?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured I just wanted to make sure that we have that covered. Are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barca?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 9.01 and 9.02 are on for actions. Looks like some special education agreements and other contracts.
Both of those is for speech-language services, and 9.02 is for medical services.
Any discussion? I'm sorry, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Quessenberry. A second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion?
Comments from...
Are there any highlights, Mr. Superintendent, on these two items? Pretty much pro forma. We've done these kind of things before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Seeing no discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Mr. Superintendent, any highlights on these?
Yes. 10.01 for senior class fees at $55. That is not that's the same as it has been, so there's no increase. We have two a contract at 10.02 for interpretive services, another one for translation services at 10.03. 10.04 is for assistance with grant implementation for our curriculum products, and that is completely grant-funded. And then our educational travel, our 4-H camp for our Summit STEM students that we do each year.
Okay. Any discussion?
I do have a couple questions. On 10.02 and 0.03, what is the difference between these and what we approved last month?
We actually have a number of them, so we have a number of folks we can go to when translation services are needed for parent meetings, testing, what have you.
So it's just like how we had multiple last
Correct.
Time, it's options.
Correct.
Okay. My only other question is, Mr. Reed, for when we do take action on 10.06, insurance.
Insurance is good, and this is actually, if my memory serves me correctly, they're using district buses.
Perfect. Thank you.
And just to clarify, the
no, it's not.
The company named in 10.04 is not Dynamics, who's done the big HVAC.
Good question.
It is Dynamix Data.
Same name, different company.
Different pronunciation too, or what?
No, I think they're pronounced the same. They just are different companies.
Okay. All right, homonyms.
Good
All
question.
Right.
Good question.
All right, again, we have a motion and a second on for 10.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.06 is on for discussion. This is, as mentioned just recently, the usual girls' basketball trip that will be on their own buses and
planes,
no,
actually.
Yeah, so this is...
That's my fault. That was, they're going to be on Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So we're good.
We'll hear all about that, and that'll be on for approval at next month's meeting. All right. Moving on to item 11.01. It's a food policy services that was mentioned and referenced in the policy review earlier this evening. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Quesenberry. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Did you give the highlights earlier?
Yes.
They were
to make sure that our policy is following what we actually do.
Correct.
So that way our students get the food that they need.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 12.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, and 08 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Mr. Reed, any highlights?
I can go through them briefly. 12.01 is our annual bus route approval. 12.02 is a contract with Kitty Academy. This is an annual thing. 12.03, Superintendent Brown can talk more about that. But I'll skip down to 12.04. This is the annual GCA percent increase payment, 2%. 12.05, excuse me, this is our ability to extend our electric and gas purchasing through the Ohio Schools Consortium, the largest energy consortium in the state of Ohio. They're looking to extend to max out that program. Again, probably paying less than we already are now, if not very close. 12.06 is the authorization to buy buses through META. This is something that this district has been doing for over 20 years. 12.07 is our payment in lieu, so transportation payments out to parents. And then 12.08 is some surplus items. We have at the business office, I'll pull this up so we can see it. We have a van with excessive mileage, a truck with excessive mileage back to 1993, and a Ford truck, also excessive mileage. And we are looking to surplus a donated ambulance that has just been sitting and not being used. All of them are can be legally totaled. We can't fix them without spending a lot more than what they're worth. They are all off the road. And then the Baldwin surplus, this is outdated, not books, as this states, this is actually textbooks.
I'll speak to 12.03 of the contract with Burgess & Burgess. As you guys know, we've approved and in the process of getting printed our strategic plans, which gives us marching orders for the next 5 years in terms of where we're going as a district. We're really concerned and interested in what the community has to say about where we are right now. We want to get some input on initiatives, processes, programs, what have you, and we'll be contracting with Burgess & Burgess to provide us some guidance in terms of what that looks like and how to gain that information through a series of polls and surveys and things of that nature.
Any questions?
I do have a question. Can you go over the Kitty Academy contract?
You took please? My question.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you have a specific question or just a general overview of the contract?
There is often questions from parents regarding Kitty Academy.
Sure. Actually, I will pass it over to Superintendent Brown.
As I shared earlier in the spring, this is a yearly contract that comes up, and we were really in a position to begin negotiating whether or not we were going to continue to go forward. We had a meeting in early spring about what the program looked like and the potential effectiveness of it, and we wanted to give them an opportunity to take care of that. I shared some of that in an earlier board packet. We're going to be meeting in November to discuss how this year is going, and that will give us an idea of what we're going to end up doing going forward post this year. At the time that we were talking about our contract extension or not extending, we were actually past the deadline in which we could have terminated the contract at that point.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I had a question. So, Mr. Reed, about the donated ambulance, is this the one that sat in the Livingston Avenue parking lot for all those years?
Correct.
So all that time, nothing was being done with?
Correct.
I thought I just never got there at the right time. What was supposed to happen with it?
I believe it was going to be a portable DJ booth.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Not what I imagined.
No. And
kind of like a pep car, a pep
correct.
Van.
Yes.
And it had to do with Mount Carmel or something.
No. The cost effectiveness of doing that didn't necessarily line up with what we intended to have done in that regard.
It was an initiative by Dr. Cosgrave to get that done for the school spirit. And while we did try.
It's a long story.
She'll sing about it later. Any other? Was that?
Okay. Well, if it hasn't been used, then yeah, let's get it out of there. I'm tired of trying to drive around it. Okay.
Any other questions for these items? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 13.01, a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Questenberry. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Meeting is adjourned. Have a wonderful evening.